Does Pineapple know the swinger story?
Yeah.
Okay.
With him?
Yeah, we're not swingers, by the way.
No, sorry. False advertising. I saw a TikTok that it to show that you're a swinger, you take a pineapple and you it's upside down. I had no idea that was even a thing.
We remember that happened last time we were talking about it. Because they saw it on TikTok or the one before.
That was a different pineapple thing. I didn't realize there was a lot to do with pineapples.
There is.
Well, that's how it started.
Yeah.
The TikTok was about how you separate the pineapple pieces.
I was. Okay. Yeah, but that's a different...
Pineapple's mom was like, I want you to have fun with my daughter. Take this. And I'm like, all right, this family's weird. Yeah. She hands me a pineapple. Anyway.
Did you see last Sunday was National Pineapple Day?
No.
Yeah.
Did you know that, Jeff?
No, if Jeff wasn't hurt, we would have celebrated. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have picked Raven up from the city. I just would have drove out there to like celebrate accordingly.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, Jeff, you got that smile on your face. You missed our double entendre so much, didn't you? First of all, before we get started, welcome to Medium Inc. But how are you?
I'm fine. I'm much better now.
We've been getting emails. We've been getting calls.
I'm good. I'm actually extremely good. So
you look happier than you have been. And I don't know how much you want to indulge, but you weren't feeling well for a little while.
Agreed, and I'm feeling much better right now.
So. All right.
You know, everybody's saying how glad that we're back.
Well, don't be glad that we're back. You haven't listened to the show yet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the questions are coming. Jeffrey's going to be answering them in just a couple of minutes. But something I didn't know, I knew you wrote books. And by the way, please welcome back our very special guest, Raven Adams.
I'm so happy to be here again.
Stevie, I'm sorry that I didn't include you as special guest, but you're like part of the furniture.
You are. Thanks. I'm like the favorite chair, you know.
But Raven and I were talking before the show. I didn't know that you had a book on Long Island haunted places.
Well, it's New York State. It has mention of places on Long Island as well as upstate New York.
Did you mention my alma mater?
I don't remember. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff. I don't think I put Lake Ronkonkoma in because in my eyes it was not the most haunted place I was in. You know, like I didn't see anybody drowned or, you know, anyone get pulled in the lake.
There's been 60 drownings in the lake.
Well, 10 to 1, those... Probably 90% of those are people that are intoxicated that shouldn't go swimming in the lake.
Absolutely. Yeah. The whole thing about Lake Ronkonkoma is that it only takes men, right? The Indian princess will take a man every year, so it's haunted. No woman is dumb enough to go anywhere where somebody died. Where a guy's going to be like, that bitch ain't getting me, But seriously, you don't mention Lake Ronkonkoma?
It's the center of Long Island, you know.
Yes, we know.
Okay. Raven wants to go on a ghost tour. She wants to experience some haunted spots. Guess where I took her?
Where'd you take her?
Sweet Hollow Road.
Very nice.
Now, the couple of myths of Sweet Hollow Road is that there was a couple of suicides under the trestle and cars would stop. But as an intuitive, as an energy healer, what did you feel? Because we went both ways up and down the road. What did you feel?
Here's the thing. I would like to go there, and you know, you were laughing, but I would love to actually go camping there and stay the night just to see what I pick up intuitively. I mean, it felt a little heavy, but I feel like I would have to. No?
No.
You wouldn't? I was going to invite you.
That's all you bet.
No? Yeah. Orlando would come. Jeff, would
just,
you come?
Just report,
stay the night there?
Just report your findings. That's
all.
Yeah. I mean, I have to come just because you said you wouldn't now, so now I feel like I'm called out. She's like, Orlando will come.
Yeah, he will. I'm going to make him.
You know what? If you go, I'll go. That's it. If you go, I'll go. How's that?
All right.
Yeah.
We'll go camping.
Just do
That'll
not
be fun.
Leave my side, bro. You're from somewhere else. You've never heard
you
the stories about...
I haven't heard the stories, but I'm excited to find out more, though.
But where would you camp? In the...
I mean, it's...
There's parks everywhere.
There's parks.
She's supposed to kind of like stay on the side of the road.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm fine with
stay
that.
Stay out of the trestle. We'll be
that's
fine.
That's fine.
Oh, where everything happens.
Yeah,
I would
want to
stay.
Do you...
Okay, that's exactly where I would want to stay.
You know,
they're so nervous, these babies.
Did you not hear the stories of what happened there?
Not
Sweet Hollow Road is considered to be one of the most haunted places.
I'm ready for it.
You mentioned Sweet Hollow Road in your book, right?
Yes.
All right. What was the most haunted place you mentioned that's comparable to here, not...
Like upstate New York? There's a few places on the Finger Lakes that are, like, major legally haunted.
What's the most major to you here?
We have a list.
I'm trying to think.
We're going to go to all. Yeah, Raven's going to come out.
I would say probably by the Stony Brook Cultural Center, that road there, because of there's a restaurant there.
The Grist Mill, right?
Yeah, over there. And then the one I know in the city that's major legally haunted is One Is By Land, Two Is By Sea. I've been there numerous times. And it's Aaron Burr's daughter who pulls earrings off women there.
Wow.
And it's also noted to have the most engagements ever in the United States. More people get engaged there.
Why would you want to get engaged at a place that's haunted?
It's a great story.
Yeah, it's an awesome story.
Yeah, great. Which leads in divorce.
I mean.
Not everything is divorce.
Place where I got married actually was supposedly haunted, so.
Was it?
There could be other reasons for that.
Let the roast team begin already.
Listen, I'm sorry.
It's been a while. We need to.
Yeah,
need to
I know. I know.
The marriage did not work out, but that was one of the greatest weddings of all time. Wedding made history.
It wasn't a wedding. Didn't it was Rob a rock concert.
Rob married us, yeah.
It was a rock concert featuring a bride.
You got ordained.
You were there?
I was there.
Oh.
That's all that happened.
There were actually bets that I was going to run off with the wedding singer, but.
Mm-hmm. We're all very surprised it didn't happen.
I mean, listen, I enjoy the legend of haunted places, but, like, you're taking this to another level that's, like, freaking me out.
Well, this is what I love about you, because you're like, I don't know if I believe in it that much, but I believe in it because things are happening to me, but I'm not saying that a haunted place.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I'll believe at my own leisure when it's beneficial to me.
Okay, so I'm excited for the tour next time I'm here.
Look at the look. What's with the look? A month you've been away from me, and this is how you treat me?
I just looked.
He's sending you energy.
He sends me. I feel the middle finger.
That's what you're visualizing.
Exactly.
I wouldn't need to visualize it. I would just.
So on that note, let's talk a little bit. It's been seriously the weirdest time of all of our lives. But you being in the city, do you see things differently than what you hear us talk about, like the energy and stuff like that? Is things different where you are?
I mean, it depends on, obviously, Long Island is more suburban. So with everything with COVID, it's a little different than the city. The city's definitely opening back up now. People are, you know, a little more happier now. People are out and about. It's definitely different. But I feel like it's starting to be like that out in Long Island as well.
I feel it was more uptight in the city.
Well, of course. People are super close in the city, and people watch the news all the time, and so they're like.
But you've been in the city
a long time,
right?
People are uptight anyways in the city.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that you're from the Midwest, but like you're a city girl, essentially. Mm-hmm. Is there a difference in the haunted energy in like a suburban place as opposed to a city? Is it like a different type of energy because of what's around you?
Well, when we were talking earlier, obviously, it depends on the location. There's multiple different factors. I will say it's interesting to me because when you look up haunted places and you feel haunted places, obviously, Long Island is known for a ton of haunted places. Upstate is very well known. You don't hear a lot about Manhattan. Now, I do think there are places.
You don't.
However, as I was saying earlier, I feel New York is so high energy and people's energy is all over the place and scattered. People miss stuff that's going on around them by spirit. They're just not grounded.
Well, I mean, first of all, where John Lennon got shot.
Strawberry Fields.
Yeah.
No, Dakota.
The Dakota Hotel, okay.
Yeah, the Dakota,
yeah, that's haunted. There's a couple hotels. One is by land, two is by sea, it's all cobblestones. They used to run the slaves up from the port underground to try to get, to free them. That whole area is.
I would love to go there, yeah. But
you haven't been down there?
I may have passed it before, but now I'm really going to have to make
an
effort.
One is by land, and they have the Francis Tavern down there. They have all these places.
I've been to a couple. I don't remember the exact hotels. I have been past a couple hotels that I know are haunted. But it's funny. In Manhattan, you don't hear really people talk.
I've never heard one legend about anything in Manhattan.
People, you hear Long Island and upstate all the time. In Pennsylvania.
The anger of the the Native American Indians drives most of the legends here, like Lake Ronkonkoma, which Jeffrey gladly forgot about, like the Puspatucks Indian tribes, like all this stuff out here. I mean, you talk about what happened to the Native Americans in Manhattan getting ripped off for $24. Wouldn't you imagine that there'd be more angry energy there than anywhere else?
Well, there is a lot of anger.
But you just don't.
Well, I feel like living in New York City, you really have to ground yourself. I'm constantly, when I walk out of my apartment, I mean this with love. I love New York City. It is a lot of energy. And me being sensitive to energy, I feel a lot. Especially the subway system, when you go downtown, I put white light around me all the time.
What's the park that they're having all the issues in?
The what?
The park. There's a park that's become like drug haven. It's done by NYU. That's also very,
well,
very...
Well, yeah, Washington's... Oh, that's very haunted.
They executed thousands
that's
of people in
haunted.
That park.
Yeah.
So now you got all the druggies.
What era?
Washington Square Park.
During the Revolutionary War.
Okay.
They used to flog people there.
But isn't that interesting? Like, when you... Like, that place is super haunted. Can you imagine the residual energy that affects people in that area? And like Jeff just said, all...
How are you guys not drinking all the time?
Well, a lot of people do drink all the time.
But you guys feel the energy of those that got flogged. That's...
Yeah.
Like, when
you
take a subway, how do you handle that?
I talk about this all the time. So, for some reason, when I take the subways, I get a lot of downloads. I actually have a thing in my phone where I'll write down when I get messages from Spirit. Mm-hmm. For some reason, the subway station for me, because I feel so much energy, I get certain downloads for society, but... It's very heavy, the subway, especially in New York, because a lot of people are on the subway going to jobs that they're not happy, and I pick up on that a lot. So I really have to protect myself on subways. Subways are very interesting.
That's the dichotomy. That's the conundrum with New York City, because if you're working in New York City, chances are you're making a lot of money, but you're miserable at your job because it's tyrannical and it's high pressure. And
Yeah, it's very high pressure.
Nobody will ever accuse Stevie and I of making a lot of money being in radio. However,
you guys are happy.
I like
that.
We laugh once in a while.
But that's more important than being at working on Wall Street, making all this money, and you just dread going to work every day.
Because everybody else around you is miserable. Like,
and you pick up on that energy as well.
I don't want to be kumbaya, but people were kind of making fun of me because on my birthday I wanted to host a fundraiser. Well, why not? I can ensure that people come out. You know, and we made $4,000 for Angela's house, or more than that, or something like that. But I thought it was cool, but I was happy just hanging out. And by the way, thank both of you guys for your donations. That was absolutely amazing.
We got a few people, yeah.
We did, Jeff. I have the guy that won your reading.
Okay.
I'll give you his name because I may or may not have misplaced the gift certificate.
I'm sure you probably did.
Well, just tell me where it is and I'll go find it.
Right?
You know, you're probably...
No, it's in the car. I just don't know where in the car, but it's in the car.
Good thing your car's not that big.
No, it's a Honda. Yeah. I do things for a reason.
You'll find it.
But that's why, and Stevie was there. It was such a fun night. Mm-hmm. You know, and there were people there for heavy reasons, too. There were people there that wanted to know things about lost loved ones and stuff and broken relationships. But you didn't feel any of that. It was a lot of warmth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which I would like to see more of, but... I don't know. We're still in an angry world.
There's not everything's angry. I mean,
wait till the Mets come on later.
We're coming. I mean, think about COVID.
Lost.
Like, people are
to the Pirates.
They lost today. They were up.
They were up 4-0. We were in lunch.
5-0, and they lost 6-5. Their bullpen had a meltdown.
Oh, you have puppy eyes. They're sad.
Well, you know what Mets stands for, though, right?
My entire team sucks.
Yeah.
Mister, I don't sport.
I don't sport.
No,
but you
know that.
I know that mantra, and you know what? I believe it's still true because they lost.
They lost to a team that's 20-something games out of first place. Like, it's pathetic that they lost. They should have never lost to that team. My grandmother, see, this is a true story. I grew up thinking there was a town in New York called Bastard because it was, don't you dare root for those bastard Yankees. Brian, I'll kill you for those bastard Yankees. So I was forced to be a Mets fan. And, like, for all the good my grandmother has taught me, she did this to me. She made me heartbroken year after year. What was the final score, do you know?
6-4.
Oh, God.
By 1 point.
Can either of my psychic friends predict if I'm going to live to see another Mets championship?
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like yes, too.
Stevie?
I'm just going to say no to go against the grain.
Look, but, you know.
Well, I was telling you my brother's a huge Mets fan.
Yeah, which is weird to me because he's also from
Missouri. The Midwest. Yeah.
He's
obsessed with the Mets.
What made him become one?
He lived here for a little
what
while.
What year did he move here?
Oh, gosh. I'm trying to remember. Maybe 2009? 2010?
No, they sucked in 2010. No. They were horrendous in 2010.
He knows that they're bad.
He just likes to make bad decisions?
Obviously.
Look, you know, more power to him. The thing about sports, and I get it that the two of you don't sport.
No. Not right. No.
Besides music, there is no other way to bring people together than sports. Like, even if you guys are out with me and I'm watching a game, and let's say it's a big game, eventually you're going to start rooting because I'm happy and it's infectious.
Listen, I love going to games. I have a blast at games, but I'm not stuck on the score. I mean, I don't care about anything.
Well, that was actually what happened today. I was at lunch with a friend and we were watching the World Cup. I didn't even know it was happening today.
Soccer, I'll never get. Everybody, we were at lunch, everybody's cheering. Like, you don't like soccer. You're pretending.
Yeah. But it's still a sport, and a lot of people were into it. And then as soon as something happened, everyone cheered. And I'm like, oh my God, wait.
They don't even know what they're cheering
for. Not a thing. It's the biggest sport in the world. Yeah. I don't get it. Not even a little bit. My favorite sport is the least popular, hockey.
Hockey's fun to watch.
It's fun to watch.
When the fights break out, it's great to watch.
Yeah.
But it's not universal. And I don't know why. You know, to me, it's cold everywhere. There's ice everywhere, but it's not universal. Hockey is popular in Canada, it's popular in Russia, and it's popular in the United States. Mm-hmm. Soccer is popular all over the world. Mm-hmm. But see, like, if you're a kid that doesn't know how to make friends, right? If you're a shy kid, sports is one of the easiest ways to talk to somebody. Somebody's wearing a Yankees hat. Somebody's wearing a Rangers jersey. It's so easy to strike. I've had conversations with total strangers for hours. Never saw them again. Yeah, you know, it's a way to bring people together, which I get it if you're not into it, but you get those people that, like, sports are dumb. Like, then you don't understand what a sport actually is. It's a bridge. It truly is.
Well, it is like you see music as a bridge. I could see how you could see sports as a bridge as well. Absolutely. But some people are super, super into it, and some people just aren't. But I could see going to games. I have a blast going to games. They are a lot of fun.
Have you been to Citi Field?
I've been to Mets games. I went to the U.S. Open one year, actually. That was a lot of fun.
See, I'm not into tennis, but I would love to go. Like, that would be fun. Look, the thing about music, sports is a bridge. Music is a language. There was a story about this guy, Joe Satriani. He's a guitar player from Long Island. He was in Japan. There was a band in Japan doing Beatles covers. No one spoke a lick of English. He got on stage and played 2 hours with them. They didn't know a word the other was saying, but because of the language of music, they were able to jam.
Yeah,
he said, I didn't speak one word. As soon as the set was over, I bowed and I walked off because we had nothing to say. But that's the power of music.
It brings out emotion in people.
Definitely.
Which we need more of.
Of course.
You know, we were at the park. That kid was as stoic as, like, there was not an emotion in that kid. His kid had a horse.
Oh.
And she's filming the entire time. And she goes to take a picture. She's like, no pictures. But, like, deadpan. There's literally no emotion anymore. Again,
that was interesting.
I can talk about it forever. However, we are here to do a psychic podcast. But, I mean, it all ties in. People come to you and they're probably emotionally shattered at times. Mm-hmm. So what is that like, harnessing that energy?
For me or doing the readings? Like, how does
for you
me?
To do the reading. I mean, somebody's going to – the people that come to you and Jeffrey don't always have problems like Stevie and I where it's like mm-hmm. – is this relationship going to work, or am I going to get the job? I mean, people come to you with some really deep stuff,
but I feel like a lot of people lately, especially with COVID, just right now, they just feel super stuck. People have lost homes. People have lost family members. People have lost jobs. So people are looking for, well, what's happening next, right?
Right.
And so not only can I read their certain energy, but it's awesome with what I do with intuitive coaching to give them tools for manifesting. That's what I love, love doing.
I mean, look around, lead with energy all the time. And like, it's,
I love it.
People love don't, it. I want you to get more in depth of what you do, because I don't think people grasp how in depth your skill set is of what you do. It's like, yes, you read oracle cards. Yes, you read tarot cards. Yes, you can give people direction to make the next step. But there's a lot more to what you do than that.
Yeah. So, well, if you follow me on, you guys know Lead With Energy, but people that are listening, I take cards, oracle cards, tarot cards, angel cards, and I basically see this card as almost like a piece of light that's going to bring light to somebody. So I place them all around the city. I'll grab a card and I'll put a message. Intuitively, I'll write a message for them. I put them on park benches and the subway, depending on where I am, depending on where I'm pulled. I'll place the card. And I get messages all the time, people finding the card saying, hey, I was going through this. You know, I went through a breakup, or this aligns with my life right now, and I needed this, which I think is really cool, because I do feel what's great about what I do, it's just, it's not forcing it down somebody's throat.
Right.
I can't stand when anything spiritual or somebody's that is religious, they try to force it down you. Like, I'm basically teaching somebody that they actually attracted that moment. If somebody finds one of my cards, that's spirit and them doing it. I'm just the channel, the bridge. But they actually attracted that moment, which I think is beautiful, because hopefully they find that card and they're like, wow, like I attracted this moment. You know?
It's how many that find your card that contact you, how many become clients?
You know, everybody thinks that it's like a lot. It's funny. Somebody had made a comment to me and like a couple years ago. They're like, oh my God, I found one of your cards. That's such a great way to get clients. I found that so funny because I never have thought of it that way at all. And I think people think I place cards to get clients. And that's
right,
not
that's
what,
not.
But no, it's actually a very small amount. When I first started Lead With Energy, I did not know the extent of my abilities at all. I had a medium reach out to me, my good friend Dawn. She's like, she's a really good friend of mine now, but she reached out to me through Lead With Energy. She's like, you've got to start doing more readings. She's like, you're a medium. This is what you're supposed to be doing. And I'm like, weird things have been happening to me. But I mean, I've been placing cards for years, but the intention is not to get clients. I think some
right.
people think that, but it's not. It's a very, very small, small percentage that's how I get my clients, actually.
How do you mix medium energy with the tarot cards? Because, you know, I told you my mom reads tarot cards. She never wanted to do medium stuff. Now she's finally starting to get messages from the other side. How do you mix?
Well, now, see, but that's been happening to me lately.
Yeah.
I do a lot of oracle readings, as you know, and coaching people how to see signs from spirit. It's been interesting to me the past few months because I am getting more signs, not only from spirit, but other mediums reaching out to me, telling me, you got to get into mediumship, you're a channel. It's a little overwhelming, I will say, for me lately, because it's, for some reason, I'm feeling a lot more. So it's multiple. I can, like, clairvoyance where I feel something in my body. And being in New York City, it's multiple different messages where I'll look and I'll see a specific symbol.
Sure.
So mediumship can be interesting because it's putting together different pieces of the puzzle to get to the message sometimes. But then other times, I'll just immediately just channel a message from somebody. Like that one day that I had messaged you and I was like, I know Ashley's around me. I don't know how I knew that, but I knew Ashley was around me. And I messaged
it was the day I launched the beer.
It was what?
It was the day I launched the beer with the Choose Song video on a QR code on the can when you messaged me and you said,
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. You didn't even tell me that, I don't think. That's crazy. See, I didn't even know that. I was like, I feel Ashley around me.
Because you took me by surprise, that's why.
I didn't even know that.
Yep.
That's crazy. And then I found out she passed on my birthday, which was even more synchronistic. But it's like little messages. Sometimes it's annoying. Sometimes I'll say stuff and people are like, how did you know that? And I'm like, I can't even logically explain it. Sometimes I just channel really easy.
Today is the 1 year anniversary that I released the music video in her honor. After we shelved it for a year. It was a year ago today. I don't know how that year went by so fast, but here we are.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Stevie was with me through the entire thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned not shoving it down people's throats. I was always turned off by that because my mom was around people and like some of her friends, they're not friends anymore. Like, it's weird. I had an encounter with a medium not that long ago and he had asked for a favor. He was doing a project. So I'll talk to him. And he started to read me and I didn't ask for it and I didn't want it. And he was wrong, like horribly. To the point where it's like, you know, I told him, look, do you want my help with what you're doing? And he was insisting and insisting. It was like so obnoxious. I can't stand
that's
that stuff.
Though.
When extremely. When you guys get messages, how do you know whether or not you should open your mouth to somebody or not?
Well, first off, I think, well, intuitively, but if I get something, I ask the person if they're open to receiving a message. Because to cross somebody's boundaries like that and their energy, the person's going to be turned off.
Yeah, it was creepy, but like I would imagine you guys get stuff all the time when you meet people.
Yeah, I get
things
I get a lot
pop
of feelings.
In.
Yeah.
I mean, I avoided Jeffrey for the first 2 years he was in this building.
And now look at you.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's the weird guy. I talk to dead people. I'm going over here. And then, like I told you, one day, my ex-wife sent me a picture that we took. It was a selfie at Lake Ronkonkoma, you know, the non-haunted place. And her father appeared in my sunglasses. Like,
I remember.
In the lens. Yeah, it was crazy. And, like, serendipitously, because I never even, I knew Jeffrey was here every week, but I never saw him.
Yeah.
I just happened to be going to the men's room. He's walking back. I'm like, oh, there's the guy that talks to dead people. Hey, Jeff, look at this. And, like, we, from that incident, became friends ever since. We've been doing a show. But it's weird the way it all works out.
I love seeing you, your growth, even since I've known you. Like, how much. It's true, though. He's opened
that's
up a lot.
That's all pineapple.
I get no credit ever.
Listen,
she's made him.
She's
Jeffrey's
made,
the father that I already had.
She's made him a better human.
Oh, well, of course. But, Jeff, you
he's
have
nicer.
To.
He's nicer. He doesn't
to.
Fight with people as much. He's kinder. The only thing he doesn't do is he doesn't pick up his wet towels at home.
Socks.
Well, I mean, he didn't
socks.
Do that before.
I know. He didn't do it before, so that's the only thing she hasn't broken you of.
No, like my mom actually, when she was up, she's like, I don't know how you're going to live with him. I'm like, thank you. Thanks for all the support. You know, I'm never going to be the most organized.
We know.
But that's just who I am.
You are.
Yeah, but she's OCD about keeping things clean, and she has 4,000 things of everything. So I'm sure if you look in her cabinet, she probably has 4,000 paper towels, 4,000.
The pandemic
paper.
Never affected her.
No, she was already way ahead.
So WrestleMania, I had a couple of buddies over. My friend Ralph accidentally drops a plate out of his hand, right? The first thing that Pineapple does isn't clean the plate or even react to the plate being broken. She runs to the cabinet, grabs another plate, and throws it out so it's an even number of plates that are missing.
What?
It's okay, it's okay, and throws the plate in the garbage.
Oh, wow, that's definitely OCD. A little bit. Just a tiny bit.
And this is what I'm getting myself into. Nah, look, and he's right. I am a lot calmer now, but like, I'm
she
also, it's cheated, but I'm getting older too. You know, like
You're getting soft in your old age.
I'm 43 years old. You know, my mom and I are finally starting to get along after years of a tumultuous relationship. It's just different now.
Again,
she's a doll.
Again, that's old pineapple.
No, we started getting along before.
No, but pineapple helps it.
She helps a lot.
Yeah, because she handles your mother beautifully.
It's weird. But see, she feels the same way. Like, I get along with Nancy.
Love Nancy.
Phenomenally, she's right? Pineapple doesn't understand how I get along with Nancy so well. So, like, she can handle my mom, I can handle hers. I guess
well,
it's
that
just...
works.
Right.
I just love how this podcast, like, Pineapple is just going to be such a great...
Pineapple
show
is
for,
just,
like,
it's, she's,
for,
it's she's
done.
Part of, she's
well,
a, yeah.
As she's your mother calls it, show. The LBGNY or whatever.
The
QRBLT.
Yeah.
QRBLT,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
we're all
that.
Represented.
Oh.
Yeah. Does she not know that story?
No, you told her last time, yeah.
She was up. She said, Brian, I need headphones. I need headphones for the plane home. I said, all right, Mom, we'll get you headphones. So I'm not paying attention. I'm like, look, get these. I'm like, the other ones won't fit your phone. Get these. We were at Bob's Big Lots.
Oh, okay.
Right? So we have a package, right? She goes, I want these. I'm like, okay, she gets these. And then she gets in the car. She goes, oh, wasn't that the Dollar Star Company? Pride. These are from Pride. And I look, and there's bright rainbows all over the headphones. I'm like, Mom, how do you always manage to get yourself into this? She's like, what? They're from Pride. I'm like, no, Mom.
She doesn't understand.
Not a clue. Yeah, I'm like, Mom. These are gay headphones. What do you mean? How are headphones gay, Brian? No, Mom, listen to me. They're made for people to show their pride for the gay community. What? Because I like rainbows. What do you mean, like, Mom? It took a while. She goes, so now people are gonna think I'm gay on the plane. I'm like, they might, but what do you care? She goes, but I'm married. I'm like, but then fine, you know? She goes, I love the gays, Brian. She goes, I do, but I'm going to wear these headphones and people are going to think that I'm one of them. I'm like, yes. Yes,
Just yes or to that.
Yeah, I'm like, but
at that point, so just, you know what? Yes.
Yes, Mom. Absolutely. You know,
100%.
Make some new friends.
You are part of the
right?
BLT.
Yeah, you're a BLT now.
BLT.
BLT.
So that, although that is an interesting point, because she calls me sometimes for advice when she does card readings. The cards that you use are ancient. That's all right. The meanings are ancient, like the Rider deck. Well, not your cards themselves, but how do you interpret cards that might have originally had different meanings? Like, things aren't always what they mean anymore.
Absolutely. I think for
feminine and masculine energy, things like that.
Of course, but it depends on the medium, the healer, the intuitive. You know, I think everybody does readings a different way. Everybody heals in a different way. I think every medium is unique. It's funny, I actually placed a card on the way here, and it was about being unique and embodying your gifts. So the way I read, nobody else can necessarily read like me because it's my own unique way. The symbolism, and it's funny, again, I started Lead With Energy placing cards, not really knowing the extent of my abilities, and I still have so much I already know I'm still going through a huge transformation as far as my abilities. So I learned a lot of my symbolism and stuff just from simply placing cards and being self-aware and noticing things around me and getting quiet. So it's going to be different for every person.
So you didn't necessarily study the original meanings?
No. Well, I mean, I started with Oracle and still tarot. I don't use tarot all the time, but I just would notice synchronistic moments around me out and about going around the city. And I kind of, it's like spirit was like training me, like even years ago before I even knew I'd be doing this work.
Because that's how the whole BLT thing started, is my mom was reading somebody with a transgender spouse.
Right.
And she got it, but she couldn't. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, what happened was she said, oh, so a transvestite. I said, no, transgender. You got to get the terminology right because it's different.
Yeah.
She couldn't get. No, Brian, that was the term for years, Brian. I'm not learning anything new.
Yeah,
I'm very good with the QRBLT community. Leave me alone. And that was, and
they're stuck.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, well, I do think with tarot, it's good to know, like, the basics of it. But every tarot deck is different, too. The different colors, the different artwork. That's why I like Oracle. I pick up, sometimes I'll flip over a card and I'll just be drawn to one specific piece. Or I'll be drawn to a specific color. It's the same when going about, like, you know, when we were in the car earlier, you talk, like, an example, we were talking about Ashley.
Yeah.
Literally, you were talking about Ashley, and I looked up, and it said Ashley Furniture Store. So I knew her energy was with us right there.
Popped out
of
nowhere.
I mean, that stuff happens to me daily. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Are there images, like, are there certain decks that just don't appeal to you? Like, could you not read with certain decks?
Yeah, I got one time, or somebody gave one to me, and it was, it's funny, because I know your buddy made a horror tarot deck.
Alan Robert from Life of Agony.
And it's a colored one, right?
You could buy a deck that's black and white that you color yourself.
Yeah.
And then you could buy one that's already colored.
So there was one time, some cards were cool, but to read with it was this one horror deck. The artist was amazing. It was too much. It's not something I would ever place around New York City.
So
it was too gory.
So, like, even the happy cards were too negative?
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, I wouldn't want to even put that energy into somebody when I was doing a reading or into myself. So I was like, I got to get rid of this deck. I'm really drawn to certain artwork and colors when it comes to decks.
What's
sure.
your specialty? Like, what do you appeal to the most?
As far as decks?
Yeah.
Oracle decks. I mean, I have Colette Baron Reads. I have Sacred Symbols, which I really love because it's simple, but I get downloads from it really easy. Psychic Tarot, which is based on traditional tarot, but it's different. It has a lot of color to it I like in this deck.
Just as a joke, because I do the show with Jeffrey every week, Pineapple got me these for my birthday. It's a classic rock tarot deck.
That's so dope.
It awesome. Is freaking yeah. brilliant because each rock star fits one of the cards. Like Bono is the world.
So you. Yeah.
Brian Wilson is the hermit. Like it's freaking brilliant. And the illustration, the moon is Keith Moon. Who's the son? Jerry Garcia from the Grateful Dead.
Nice. Yeah, but the one we picked earlier, what Page of Wands, who is on that?
Jeffrey.
Buddy Holly.
Jeffrey
is Buddy Holly.
I wouldn't be here right now.
You would know not to get on the plane. True. But you know that story, right? That it was supposed to be Waylon Jennings?
Mm-hmm.
And then,
did I ever tell you I was doing Maury, and we were supposed to go to North Carolina, and I had two producers with me. And I said to them, we're not getting on this plane. And it was a propeller plane. And sure enough, I panicked the whole plane. We got on, we got off. And they went out and they came back in because they had engine trouble. Then this other time I went to Kansas City and we were going for a missing kid and we were coming back from Kansas City and I said to the producer and I said to the camera guy, don't get nervous, but the pilot's going to get taken off the plane. He's been drinking and he's drunk as a skunk and we're going to be delayed. And they looked at me and sure enough, the police officer came on the plane.
Wow.
Went like this, took the guy off. And exactly what I said.
That's probably his license right there. Huh?
He is.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
Dumbass is the better choice of words. Yeah. Like anyone that would risk, you got 200 and something people, and
so
you're going to risk.
Take him in the air. That's...
Wait till you get off duty, have as many as you want.
Exactly.
Right. How long could the flight have been?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's insane. Well, I'll tell you what, we're about to, and we're going to hit Jeffrey in just a few minutes, but Raven, again, let's talk a little bit about where people could find you and what you.
So most people reach out to me through Instagram. That's a big platform. So if you want to get a reading from me or do my intuitive program, if you want to figure out your skills as an intuitive, I have a program for that. You can find me on Instagram at Lead With Energy. Or if you – we didn't talk about my photography, but I'm a photographer as well. You can
– No, you're an excellent photographer.
Yes, you can book me as a photographer as well. Rave New York on Instagram. Find me on Facebook. On both links, RavenAdams.com.
You've seen your pictures, right?
Yeah.
I
mean,
I would love to get photos of you guys sometime. We'll have to do that soon.
Well, oh my God, we'll have an outing. That'll be fun.
We could.
We can go to Lake Ronkonkoma.
No matter how talented she is, she's not going to make us look better looking.
Oh, yes, I can. Yes, I can.
No matter how talented she is, she's not going to make us look better.
Orlando, you forget. There's Photoshop.
There is. You're going to be busy.
So if there's anything she can't do, Photoshop.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, before we get started, I figure it would be fun, since Raven always has people picking cards, I want you to have them pick from this deck, one card each.
Ooh.
Yeah.
For you or for...
I'll do one, but do these guys first.
Oh, my.
Ooh.
Ooh, interesting.
Pick one for Stevie?
Yeah.
Okay, Spirit, what does Stevie need to know?
What does Stevie need to know?
A lot.
He hasn't even reached 30 yet. He's got a lot to do.
Not yet. Almost there.
Yeah, be careful when you go to Fire Island.
Again?
Knight of Cups.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Van Halen. Do you have any connection with Eddie Van Halen?
My dad loves Van Halen.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Is he very emotional?
My father? Hardly.
Hardly? Well, maybe needs
hardly.
To be.
I barely saw him cry at my grandmother's funeral.
He's Dance the Night Away, one of his favorite songs.
Knight of Cups.
Dance
well, this is...
Because
I just got it popped in my head.
See, this is a musical deck for you, so it wouldn't surprise me if you heard one of his songs come up this week.
Okay.
When you hear the song, just figure out what you're, pay attention to what you're thinking about, or there might be a specific message in that song for you.
Okay.
Page of Cups is like, when I think of that energy, it's somebody that, Knight of Cups, somebody that's very strong leadership, but is very intuitive and connected to their emotions. So it would be interesting to see if you hear one of his songs this week.
Hmm.
With everything that Jeffrey has going on, I'm curious what's pulled for you.
Jeffrey's like, I'll pull my own card.
card. Yeah.
I know. I hope it's a wants card. I would love that.
That would be so funny.
If he pulls himself.
So funny.
If he pulls himself.
The monkey.
No way. It is a wants card.
It's the monkey.
What?
Which card is it?
Card.
It is the Four of Wands.
Right? Four of Wands.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, look.
Oh, I bet that's hilarious.
The wands, so I always...
What does the Four of Wands
four
mean?
Four of Wands, I wouldn't even know how to do that one.
Well, you know what they mean, right?
Hold on, let me look at it.
It's different. Unless
it's different. It depends on the deck. Yeah. Like this one, I'm not a huge music person like you. I would have to use mine.
I mean... God.
I feel like you're going to really... I don't connect to this deck because I don't know music like you do. I feel like you would really, really connect to this deck if you continue to use it.
Are you going to have a TV show that kids are going to love that gets canceled unceremoniously? I mean, maybe it means that. I don't know.
No.
I'll pull one.
I love...
No, I'm going to sing I'm a date.
I'm a believer?
Yeah.
I love how you pulled a wands card, though. That was perfect.
Yeah. I'm a believer actually has a lot of...
Different
of game. Meaning for you.
Yes.
And I saw her face. You know the song, right?
Of course I do.
Well, I'm a believer.
People only know it from Shrek, though.
We are going to start in a few minutes with 9550943 if you want to start calling in now. Get on the phones. Shrek? It was in Shrek?
Yes.
Shrek. It was in it's known for that.
Why are you yelling at me?
Yeah, it was. And it
I said, why are you yelling at me?
Jeff, yell at him as much as you want.
9550943 to call in. And speak to Jeffrey. Call in now as we will start phone calls in just a moment. There they go. It's the first time I get somebody to listen to me.
That's a first.
All right. Not a first, like third maybe. All right. The Four of Pentacles, Tony Iommi from Black Sabbath, one of my all-time favorite bands. But what does Four of Pentacles mean?
Money. New sources of money.
Huh. What would you feel on that?
The artwork just doesn't... Wait, you pulled that for...
For me.
Well, that's a good thing, of course. I mean, new sources of money is always a good thing.
Do you know how many times I've seen this band live? They're hands down like one of my all-time favorites. Like Black Sabbath is one of the best.
You need to work with that deck more because you'll get... With you knowing music, you're going to get a lot of downloads from it.
Hi, you're on with Medium Inc.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Christina.
Christina, how are you? Was that you?
Yeah.
All right, Christina, Jeffrey's right here if you'd like to speak to him.
Yes. I had some questions that I had wrote down about my grandmother.
Okay, you're talking about the mom's mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the one that's with you. What was the question?
Well, she drew me... She was trying to... draw me a box when she passed, and I'm not sure what it was or where it is.
She's talking about it's like it was stuff that she kept in a box, which was in her house. So it was almost like a jewelry box, but not a traditional jewelry box.
Okay.
It was her way of letting you know that she where the jewelry was, and that there was a little bit of cash, and she wanted to make sure the rest of the family never got it.
And it's gone.
Of course it's gone, because you had, like, hordes of locusts attack her stuff.
That's, yeah.
She loved you. You were number one on her, on the parade list with her.
Right.
You still are.
Did she ever get the paperwork changed that I don't know about?
Are you talking about the will?
Yeah.
She was manipulated, so ultimately there was a male energy who manipulated her, which you should have gotten things, and you weren't given those things because of the fact that the will was manipulated.
Okay. Was she poisoned?
Was she what? I'm sorry.
Poisoned.
We don't go that deep, honey, for a lot of different reasons. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
All you need to know is how much how much she loved you. You're getting screwed because of the fact that somebody else stepped in.
Right.
You know that.
Right. I just want to keep the house. It was my family.
I think that you'll be able to, but somebody else wants the house. So you're going to have a fight on your hands.
Okay.
All right. All right. She wants you to keep the house. Plus, the house needs work.
Right. It does.
I know, but it's a beautiful house. It has a lot
I know.
It has a lot of good memories.
My writing's on the floor, so, yeah.
Yeah, your name's on the floor. So don't be upset. You'll be able to work.
Hang in there, honey, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care.
All right. Bye.
Hi, you're on with Media Mag.
Hello.
How you doing, hon? Could you turn down your computer?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We just wanted to say it's Kiernan and John and that we love Raven.
Oh, my gosh. These are my favorite people. I can't believe they got through. I love you guys.
Where are you guys calling from?
St. Louis.
Oh,
this is
people.
So funny that you got through. Well, you have the famous Jeffrey Wands here. You got to ask him a question, Kiernan.
All right. I was just going to ask, is my dad's house haunted?
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
There's a lot of activity, but it's not because of your dad's house. It's more the history of the house because there was an older couple that was in the house originally, which it might have been a farm or it might have been, you know, something because I see like a foundation on a foundation.
Wow.
All right.
It is 100-year-old.
103, so. Actually, to be exact.
That's
quite possible.
Interesting. All right.
Which is a
we
good
love
thing.
You, Raven.
We yeah. I love you. Oh, my God. I love you guys. That was awesome.
All right.
Thanks
bye-bye.
For calling in, guys. Appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's our first Missouri call.
Yes.
Hi, you're on with Medium Inc.
Hey, this is Krista. How are you?
Krista, what's going on?
Well, I wanted to ask Jeffrey. He gave me some good information, you know, to take the previous job offer. But I don't know if I should try to also continue part-time or, you know, like, PRN or something with the current job, or
if,
is that
if you
much?
Can do that, but they're not. The problem is, they're going to want to give you more than part time, and you can't handle both.
Right.
You know, if they would and just then, stick to like 20 hours, you could do it, but it's going to end up being so much more.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you just want a fresh start, honey? Because I remember your phone call, and I remember how much you were looking forward to doing something new. So why go backward?
Well, I mean, my concern is I'm going back to the previous job. Like, it's so, you know, going back to doing legal work instead of nursing. So,
yes, which is, you're like on a merry-go-round. We go halfway around, we go to the legal part, then we get off the merry-go-round, then we get back on, and then we do the nursing thing. Then we end up you know, to the legal, which you're very good as an attorney. You need to stick to doing the legal.
I know. It's,
I feel like
it's
I've said this before.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I remember this phone call.
Yeah. It's so exhausting, though.
Of
like,
course it's exhausting. You know what it is? You fight structure. That's what this is.
Well, hon, if you want to be exhausted, come work with me tomorrow, 4:15 in the morning. You'll run to the lawyer's office and be like, Your Honor, I'm ready.
Oh, my God. That's fun. I'm just wanting to make sure I don't like do so much that I'm burned out on it again. Like, I want to be able to have work-life balance, and that's difficult to do.
It is difficult to do because of your situation. You're finally where you have money, and you don't want to give the money away. That's the problem.
Right.
You know?
So, I mean, the money part is good. It's nice, but that's not my priority.
You know, but money is what makes the world go round. And as you know, you don't have a choice because you need financial security.
The bank's probably not going to care that you're happy if the mortgage isn't paid.
No, that's true. Yeah, and then, so the only other thing that's concerning me then is my mom's
I mean, that's going to get worse. Her mental state is not good, as you know.
Right. So we have. So we're going to move her then, or is she going to be able to stay in place where she is now?
I mean, I think you're going to have to move her. That's the feeling I have.
Oh, that's not good. So, yeah. So I'm just afraid that like this job will be so demanding that I won't be able to participate in like helping her at all.
I mean, I think, you know, you're not going to have a choice. No matter what, you're going to have to figure out something to help her.
Yeah.
But she's never going to be easy. She never has been easy.
No, not at all.
You know that. Your focus is your son.
Right.
And he's going to do fine now that he's going back to school and is going to be in school. It makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Listen, hon, we got to move to the next caller, but I'm wishing you luck with everything and good luck with your mom, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No worries. We don't have time for two more. Hi, you're on with Media Mink.
Hey.
Who's this?
This is Jen.
Jen, could you please turn the computer down? That delay is always freaky when I hear things that I just said. Okay, Jen, Jeffrey's right here if you'd like to speak to him.
Hey, Jen.
Hey, Jeffrey, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I was wondering if two totally opposite questions. One is there anything happening with my job situation? And will I ever get in contact with my birth mother?
All right. Definitely there's going to be work stuff changing.
Okay. All right.
And I think that that's going to come up over the next 3.5 months, so that'll be a new opportunity. The mom thing is going to be tough. I don't want to say it's impossible, but if it's going to happen, it's going to happen this time next year.
Okay. And I actually, I met with you probably 6 years ago. I am amazed that literally everything you said was on point.
Don't blow his head off, please.
Thank you.
Blow his head off.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
It was amazing. It was eye-opening for myself. You actually gave me information that I was able to bring home to my boyfriend, who was also sitting with me. And
well, we like him. He's a good guy.
I feel like you made him a believer.
You shaped him up pretty good, so.
Yeah.
Keep doing it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate everything you do and sharing it with everyone.
Good luck. Have a good night.
Thank you, too.
Take care, Jen. Hi, you're on with Media Mink.
Hi, I'm going to Jeffrey, please.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Farmingdale.
Farmingdale?
You have a great accent. What an accent.
Yeah, I'm from Farmingdale.
Okay.
All right, I'm here.
Hi, Jeffrey. First of all, I'm moving to South Carolina. Is it a good move for me?
Yes.
Great. And also, my father died a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And my
He said he's not going because he doesn't like the food.
Oh.
But no, all kidding aside, he's actually in a good place.
Good.
And you didn't miss anything, which means that he was ready to go.
Good. Also, on his will, his will was changed in 2018, and I was excluded from the will. I was wondering if he was coerced or somebody.
Of course he was coerced. You should challenge it.
I am. I thought so. I thought my sister. I know my sister.
It's your sister. Of course it's your sister.
Excuse me?
It's totally your sister that coerced her.
Yeah, that's what I figured. So we do have a lawyer.
Good.
And thank you so much, Jeffrey.
All right. Feel better. I'm sorry you're going through this.
Thank you.
Good luck on the move, hon.
Enjoy South Carolina. Got really good barbecue.
They got good bots, too.
All right. There you go.
Take care.
Thank you, Orlando. There's a place you could move to.
We're going to take one more. He's trying to get rid of me.
So
tequila.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on with Media Mink.
Yes. Can I speak to Jeffrey, please?
Sure. Where are you calling from?
Florida.
And you sound like you're from Farmingdale. So now I'm all confused.
No. Long Island, East Iceland.
Well, Farmingdale's not far.
I know.
The last caller sounded like she had a southern twang.
I know. I was listening. How strange that was.
Yeah, it was very strange.
What's your name?
Kim.
Kim, how you doing? Jeffrey's right here if you want to talk.
Hey, Kim. Oh,
thank you so much.
I'm here.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. I know I called a while ago about my son and his girlfriend, and a lot of what you said before is happening now. So, I just wanted to.
I mean, you know, it's about his temperament. It's also about the fact that he doesn't make it easy for women in his life. So he's he's the one that's got to make changes.
Right.
The fact that you said, and his girlfriend, with such vitriol, like leaked out through the phone, I'm taking it this is not a good thing.
You know, I mean, there's a good side of her. And then there's a very, like, vindictive side to her.
Yeah, but he brings that out in her.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't help that by the way he deals with things. And his anger is really, really bad.
His what?
The anger with him is not good.
Yeah. No, I know he definitely, you know, has a lot of anger. You know, but most of the stuff that, you know, that I've seen, you know, because I've tried to help their situation out, you know, together, you know, but most of those things I leave for the two of them to work out. My biggest thing with her is, you know, just the words that she says, you know, to me as a grandmother. I just, it's weird, you know, like.
Well,
just,
yeah, well, she knows how to push your buttons. She's very good at that. But on the other hand, both of them together, it's very challenging.
I mean, God.
The baby is beautiful. The baby will stay in your life. I just don't know. I don't think they're staying together.
No, and I don't think they're staying together either.
It's not going to be good.
No, no, and you know, like I just want to know ahead of time. You know what?
It's going to get ugly. Just so you know, over the next few months, it's going to be super ugly.
Ay.
You know, the baby's gorgeous. That's not
ugly. Yeah.
But the way they respond with each other is ugly.
Right. Well, like I said, the two of them are the biggest culprits in this. Like, my biggest concern is the baby, and I've got health issues coming up. So, you know, I like to prepare ahead of time. So,
yeah, the baby's going to be fine.
Okay.
So try to hang in there.
I am, Jeffrey. I'm trying.
All right. And this is a new beginning for your daughter. This is supposed to be a time where your daughter ends up being much happier.
Oh, I know. She's got her surgery in a couple of weeks.
I know. That's why I brought it up.
I know. I'm very happy for her. And I hope this leads her to, you know, wherever she needs to be.
She will, because then she'll start making better choices.
Yes, Jeffrey. You are so good. You know that?
I don't know about that. That's going to get her.
You are good. Well, you know I always follow you all the time. You definitely... You've got your heart's in this, and there's not many people that have their heart in it like you, so.
Oh, I appreciate
that. You know. But, all right, well, thank you so much, and I appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Take care, honey.
Bye-bye.
You know, Jeff, you haven't been on in the month. How much have you paid these people to say these nice
They're
things about
cousins.
You?
You know who didn't call tonight?
Yeah.
Our Nickelback
friends. Mm-hmm.
What?
It's a long story.
We have these two, we assume there's two of them that call up.
Uh-huh.
And they like torturing poor
Orlando.
Well, they like to talk about Nickelback. It's like,
I love it. Did you see my birthday post for you?
Yeah.
You didn't respond back. I wonder why.
No, I did. I totally responded.
No, it was crazy with the psychic event.
Did I tell you what happened the other day?
I saw the sign on your Facebook account, the Nickelback, the sign.
That I saw.
Yeah.
The other day, I said Lambda, Lambda, Lambda. I don't know why. I blurted it out with Rob.
Because it's your favorite movie.
Revenge of the Nerds is a good movie. That's not my favorite. Point Break is
my
favorite
movie.
It's
a very good. Point Break is your favorite movie?
Yes, of all time.
The original one.
There is no remake. That's a lie. It doesn't exist. Stop it.
All right.
Garbage remake. Anyway. Later on that day, Nickelback comes out with a brand new song, and it's a parody of Revenge of the Nerds. The fact that I sort of manifested Nickelback makes me ill.
Yeah.
Like,
we still need to get that tattoo, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, somebody was out for a month.
Oh, don't use that as an excuse.
You were out for a month. I could have set it up.
There you go.
You don't get tattoos in the summer now, you know?
No.
Well,
when you go to get yours, I want to get some stuff too. So
you're gonna be next to me when I get the Nickelback tattoo.
Love that for us.
You're gonna get like Menudo or something. What's another like lame band?
Menudo.
Menudo.
No.
Backstreet Boys.
Whoa.
But he would love the Backstreet Boys tattoo.
I know, he would like that. I would love that.
Isn't
it Joey Fatone or whatever?
Joey Fatone, that was NSYNC.
Yeah.
Same realm.
All the same.
And that's the one where one of the Wahlbergers.
That's New Kids on the Block.
No, it's New Kids on the Block. Together,
yeah. Same realm, but different. Yeah.
Not even close. It's like two decades prior.
Yeah, still boy bands.
The look he just gave me.
Listen, he talks to dead people. Come a little slack, okay?
So, like, would you, like Debbie Gibson, right? Okay. Would you put her in the same realm as Madonna?
No.
Right.
Not even close.
They were both females from the same era.
Yeah, but Debbie Gibson's a Long Islander who is relatively successful. Madonna is a superstar.
Debbie Gibson was a superstar in my living room in fourth grade. She was everywhere.
There you go. That's
because Electric Youth.
That's because you had a big crush on her.
I had a huge crush on Debbie Gibson. By the way, Debbie, if you want to do the show, you're still on Long Island. Come on in. But Raven, thank you for coming in tonight.
I love you guys. Thank you.
Always had a lot of fun. One more time, how do we reach out to you?
RavenAdams.com, or you can send me a DM on Instagram, Lead With Energy, or Raven New York.
Okay.
You can add me on Facebook.
Good night, Long Island.
Good night, Long Island.
Bye, Long Island.
What did you say?
Bye, Long Island.
I'll be back next week.
That's right, yeah.
Italy won in the shootout. 3-2.
They did, right? I saw.
3-2.
So you got it right. Of course.
3-2. How did they even get past 1-1?
No, they had a shootout.
Yeah, but weren't they already in extra time?
No, what happens after the extra time expires, they do the shootout. So Italy won 3-2.
Gotcha. I love when you do readings because you're so on top of it. And when somebody says something, you're like, yeah.